Welcome to episode 4 of our continuing Avatar The Last Airbender Fate campaign. In this episode, our characters attempt to deliver their first package.
For a fate point, who wants to summarize where we left off last time?
Me. Three people were on the boat. They had the nameless boat. They had decided to sail to take the Voss somewhere and also maybe pick up a firebending teacher. That was a long-term plan. There was a lot of paper bending. And they had just arrived at the port. Yeah, Oran was seasick. And that was it, right?
As far as I can remember.
We were arriving at the port to find the place to find a firebender, right? The teacher?
Yes.
You had just arrived in a bay, and you were thinking about going to shore.
Yes.
You had decided to set up anchor away from the shore and send out one of the dinghies. You just hadn't decided who was going and who was staying. I assume Satish will be staying, and Yoshiru and Oran will be going.
Yeah.
Well, of course.
So, if I recall correctly, you guys had already picked up the urn. And were you headed to pick up a fire teacher first, or were you headed to drop it off first and then pick up the fire teacher?
I would say drop off the urn first.
Okay, that's good, because you guys actually set up anchor in the bay near this island of history, where they preserve kind of the old world, as it were, the volcanic isle.
I get out first.
Okay.
Please.
Good times there. Go ahead and roll an endurance to see if the little boat's any better. Okay, so quickly jumping into the small boat, not having sea legs, it very nearly capsizes, just makes huge waves rocking back and forth, which makes you even sicker than the big boat.
I grimace, but I try to pretend that nothing's wrong.
It's as if some giant god is rolling against you. I'm sorry.
It's not that bad. Those were only two minuses. I'm still waiting for the four, like last time.
So eventually the dinghy steadies. Anybody else going to get in the dinghy?
Do I have a sense of the dinghy would be fine if we put the urn in it?
There is enough room for four people, and the urn takes one space. Let's see here. Go ahead and roll a knowledge check.
Okay.
Nice.
That would be a four.
Okay. You know to be careful. You know that the back supports more weight, but the middle will keep it balanced out. So you place it kind of in the middle, tilted towards the back, getting the very back of the dinghy. Have Oran up front, and you paddle towards the shore.
Yep.
As you paddle towards the shore, you see a few palm trees sticking out, all of which seem to have carvings on them. Can't really tell what they are at a distance, but it seems like they've been carved without killing the trees somehow. You hit the shore, or kind of bump against the sand. Somebody's going to get out and pull the dinghy up on the sand, or both of you.
Oran?
Yep, I'm on it.
Good deal. Physique check.
Okay, that's a four.
Awesome. I'm just relieved to have semi-solid
dry land.
Sand, wet sand beneath your feet. You haul that dinghy up just as fast as you can, get it beached out of the water almost completely, and you guys are both now on solid, well, sandy solid ground.
Yeah, dry ground.
Oran, are you carrying the urn as well?
I guess I should, but I'm also kind of curious if I'm still under the effect of, like, residual seasickness or anything.
Story-wise, you know, you still kind of feel sick. It doesn't immediately go away. But mechanic-wise, you're good at this point.
Okay. Well, my character is probably going to be try to be really confident about this. So he's probably going to try to do it by himself. But I think he's also smart enough to know that he probably might screw it up anyway. So how about one of you guys just come in from the back or something? You know, just, I don't have to make myself look all impressive. You guys could, maybe one of you could also try to make it not look so amazing.
Well there's
only one other person on the beach.
Yep.
Yes, you over there.
Sure, we can do this together.
All right, a good deal.
We want to make sure this gets where it's going in one piece.
You guys are able to steadily carry it together. It's kind of hard to see where you're going at first. There's a balance involved. You're both kind of carrying it on each side, kind of faces pressed against it, looking forward, with it sitting between you. You get further up on the beach, and you can see now a little bit of smoke seems to be rising from the top of the mountain in the center of the island. You can also see there look like four or five large buildings built into the side of the mountain, shaped from stone or obsidian, whatever's available. And now that you're on the beach, you can kind of see several different symbols carved into the trees. Anybody want to make a knowledge check to know what they are?
Sure. That would be a zero.
Yeah, that's three.
I know they are symbols carved into trees.
I have research. I don't have knowledge. So.
Gotcha. Fortunately, Aran actually looked at the job description for this particular and recognized the symbols. These are the marks of the Ash Keepers. Those are the firebenders that preserve history, and this is who you're supposed to be giving this lovely urn to. You can kind of see beyond these trees, they tend to center around a path that goes up the mountain, and you're able to carry them up. Still not seeing anyone for a good ways.
Hey, Joshua.
You slowly make your way up.
Can I pay a fate point to show up on the scene?
Sure.
Sweet.
And to introduce your character?
Yes. You guys are starting to walk up. Is it like a long, arduous trek around the mountain that they're going to have to go up carrying this thing, I'm assuming?
Not so much around the mountain as it just kind of curves back and forth slowly going up.
Can it? Is it enough of a trail for a... what kind of horse mule thing would they have? Is it big enough?
That would be a duck horse.
Is it big enough for a couple of duck horses?
Yeah.
Okay. You guys are going to see a man with gray beard riding a duck horse, trailed by another duck horse on the trail coming towards you guys with a big old satchel?
Purse?
Not a purse, a satchel.
Indiana Jones carries one.
Yeah. No, like a big, like a Santa Claus satchel. Like
just a messenger bag. Oh, no. Santa Claus. Okay.
Does Santa Claus carry a messenger bag? That would be great.
He carries a sack.
I could see the urban Santa Claus with some glasses and his nice shirt and his little bag. Anyway, no.
Santa?
This guy kind of looks like Santa. You can't tell if he's really big or just has tons of clothing on. And he is going to ride towards you. Well, he can't really ride towards or away from you. He's going to say, "Hey, halt, who's there?"
Who's asking? That depends who's asking.
A moment of silence passes. A slight breeze. The faint smell of sulfur.
I turn over. Do we know him?
Of course not, but we'd be jovial.
Of course we don't.
Well, fine, sir. My name is Yoshiru, and this is my companion Aran, and who might you be?
My name is Vilton, and this is my companion Sar, and my other companion Lack. What are you doing here?
We are carrying an urn, and we are here to deliver it.
Ooh, an urn? What's in the urn?
It is not my business to know such things.
It is my business, too.
I would have to see a contract on that. I assume we're expecting some sort of... So, outside the game, I assume we're... Do we have some way of knowing... Is there some way of the person we're supposed to deliver this to identifying themselves?
They have identification papers.
Okay.
If someone wants to pretend that they have identification papers or...
I am a collector of things.
Can I do an artistry check on the urn? I forgot if I did this or not.
Yes, you can do that.
Okay, I'm just... Two? I just want to know what the value is. before I say something.
Got you. Vilton, if you want, you can roll a trickery check as well.
Sweet!
But, Oran, I mean, you've carried this bit for a while. It's pretty solidly heavy. Not as bad as it could be. But there's no necessarily artistic value in it. Certainly the materials aren't valuable. The patterns on it, you know, the age might be valuable to a collector. It is definitely an old vase. But it's not particularly valuable in and of itself. It's not something that would be worth carrying down to the black market to sell.
I got a trickery of 4.
What would I roll against that?
Let's see, that would be sincerity or...
I'm not trying to say that I have the paperwork.
I have a 4 on sense.
Get a look at it inside of it.
Yeah, if he has a 4 on sense, damn you.
Well, he seems very curious about the vase and the contents, but he's definitely not an ash keeper.
Look, I'm not a craftsman or anything, so I can't really say this is pretty valuable or whatever, but I know that this probably doesn't belong to you, I think, so it should probably maybe not go to you as we go along and try to bring this up here to up there, wherever. Well, yeah.
Oh, I never said it belonged to me. I was just wondering. I'm interested in these kind of things. Who are you guys working for?
Wait, what sort of things are you interested in? Urns?
Things.
It's very vague.
Things
can be vague, yes.
I point at that rock. What about that thing?
That's a rock.
It's a thing.
It's also a rock. It's a rock thing.
Are you interested in that?
I've seen one before. I've probably touched that one. I have this other one here, and he goes into his satchel and he pulls out a rock that's about the same size. If you like rock things, I can trade you rock thing to look inside the urn.
How about this? If your companions would... If you would have your companions carry this to the top, we'll let you have a quick peek inside. Before I say that, is it sealed? Is the urn, like...
Actually, yeah, if it's sealed, that changes things.
Is the urn noticeably... It's sealed in such a way that it'd be noticeable if you opened it.
The top is completely open. It's a vase.
Okay, yeah, so I'll go with that.
I don't think any of you have actually looked inside of it yet. If you have, editing can fix that.
Now, I don't do too much paper bending myself, but I will amend this deal. I get to look at it. You ride on Sar and Lack, and you tell me who you're delivering it with, or from, or who, or where, when, who.
Okay, Aran, what do you think?
I'm going to look him up and down
to see if I'm trustworthy.
Yeah, could I do like a status check just to see how he looks, just so I can determine like if he seems to come from somebody who looks reputable.
That would actually be a banditry check to see if he's disreputable. Status will give you more his social standing. So you could tell if he was, like, dirt poor or should be dirt poor.
Yeah, I'm going to go with status.
Nice.
Okay.
Okay. Four.
Do I roll anything or just...
If you're trying to be secretive about who you are, that would be a trickery.
I'm not.
Go ahead and roll, and let's just see what you would have gotten.
A three on trickery, but I'm just presenting myself. Maybe status? I don't know. You choose.
He kind of looks you over, and you know, this is a guy that is sort of a poor traveling merchant. He's not some rich guy that's, you know, in disguise. He doesn't look like he necessarily comes from great political power. He does have the sense that he's kind of chosen this lifestyle, or at least accepted it for himself. The duck horses are cheap, you know, in the sense that, you know, in our world, you know, they're the equivalent of mules. So they're not exactly fine steeds, animals that he could afford.
So would, like, the better one be, like, a swan horse, or...
I mean, if you want to go real top-notch, that would actually be a flying bison.
Oh, fair point.
But, yeah, no. I could actually imagine a swan horse could be a much better.
Okay.
Or a swonky.
And he is also offering transportation. Swonky, that's horrible.
I'm going to point out to Yoshiro to keep an eye out for him. All right, you can come over and look, but we'll keep an eye on you.
And part of the deal was, who are we delivering this for? Well, we're delivering this for the Crimson Water Lilies.
Ah, I thought so. I was making sure. I was sent down here to pick you guys up for the real guy. I used to be a member of the Crimson Water Lilies. It was good times. What's in the urn? He's going to come over and look in the urn.
You have to climb inside or anything?
You guys are holding it up off the ground. And if I recall correctly, the deal was you could look in when you got to the top.
Are no, we didn't specify that.
Didn't specify that. Okay.
Should have specified that, but we did not.
Okay. If you're looking in the urn, I need you to roll your choice of either luck or cultivation.
Cultivation. That is a six on cultivation.
Wow. You kind of peek into the urn and feel just a gentle breeze on the back of your neck, how it just kind of wash over. You kind of look around for a minute, puzzled, wondering if something happened, but nothing did. You kind of shrug and go back to looking into the urn. The inside of the urn appears to be empty. If you want to roll an artistry or a sense, you can.
Sense. A five on sense.
The inside is untouched by anything but a basic glaze. You can see the lines of the wet clay. However, as you're looking through and seeing it, it is well made. I mean, not necessarily a fine artist made this, but someone, a professional that knew what they were doing. And it was definitely made by hand, not by bending. But you can also see the bottom of this vase is much higher up on the inside than it is on the outside.
Ooh. Do I think that if anyone else looks in this, they'll be hurt or... anything bad happen to them?
There may be. You avoided a karma attack.
Okay.
And it just kind of rolled off your back. You think other people. It's considered unlucky to look inside vases that don't belong to you. But,
yeah.
You know, it's probably not a big deal because you were fine.
Well, I don't want these little guys to get hurt. Ooh, that's nice. You guys shouldn't look in here, though. We should get it to the top.
Well, so what did you learn looking into it, friend?
Yeah, you shouldn't look into it. It's, you know, it's unlucky to look into a vase that's not yours.
You didn't seem concerned.
Did you learn that from experience? Ha-ha, did you?
I guess, maybe. I think so. Oh, luckily I've got
some history with Vosses, looking into them. I technically, I'm not the owner, but I'm working for the owners. Maybe that's why I'm okay.
I want to roll a check to see if I believe him that when he says he's working for the owners.
Okay, go ahead and roll. Another sense.
What am I rolling? Oh, sense. Yes. Ah, zero.
I rolled a two on something. It could that be trickery or sincerity.
Are you there kind of help mediate?
I would assume yes, but since I rolled higher, I don't know if I was supposed to tell him or not. God, Joshua.
Well, either way, you can get no read on him. I mean, he seems to be telling the truth. He hasn't been struck down by lightning, and he hasn't outright lied to you. But all you can really get that he is clever, and he's lived in this society long enough, just like you guys have, that you know you don't give anything away for free. He's not necessarily trying to deceive you. He's just being himself.
Gotcha. Okay.
Saren Lack, and he'll offer them and start to go up the trail.
Yep, and I'll help load the urn up onto them. And
which one is the urn going on?
Which one looks sturdier?
Saren looks sturdy. Lack looks to be a little bit lacking in the strength department.
Lulz!
is there a rope or something? Maybe we can make a harness?
I've got some rope.
You would use...
Can I give them some rope?
I would imagine a collector of things would have ways of securing the things he collects on his steeds.
All right. So just for brevity's sake, we'll go ahead and say you can secure it just fine. I won't make you roll or anything. So you tie it to which one?
Sar.
Okay. So you secure it to Sar, and I guess the two of you are actually riding on Lack.
I'm going to walk just to make myself look more manly.
All right.
Alrighty. Go ahead and take a fate point for your manly walk, and take 1 point of physical stress, as it is a little bit of a hike.
What doesn't kill you?
Nice.
So, you guys get to the top of the path, the largest building in the center. There's two on either side, a little bit higher up, kind of a little sporadically spread out. They're not really in uniform of one and two and two. It's a bit more spacing than that. Central building is not so much outer walls as it is just a series of columns with spaces in between. You can kind of see past the spaces to a more square building-like structure with actual walls. The spaces in the front where the path meet are much bigger and obviously meant to be passed through than the spaces throughout the sides where a person could squeeze through, but a duck horse with an urn probably could not.
Do we have a sense that that's the direction we need to go?
You have a good sense that you've been following the markers that this probably is the central museum for the Ash Keepers.
Okay. Well, it looks like the end of the line for the duck horses, so I guess we're carrying it from here.
Yeah.
All right. So, you tie off the duck horses. Who all is carrying the urn?
Not me.
It will be me.
All right.
I will be assisting.
At this point, we've only got 13 stairs to climb up, but it is stairs, so I'm going to need both of you to roll physique checks, and we'll add the total together.
Oh.
You know what? I think I'm using that fate point I just got.
I rolled a zero.
A reroll or a plus two?
You know, there's only one way it could get worse than that, so just a reroll.
And what aspect are you tapping for the reroll?
Let's assume that I realized that I had a really poor footing at one with it. So after looking out and then realizing that how thin the steps may look when carrying a large object, I decided instead to, I guess, readjust my footing accordingly and just tell Yoshiru to move. Well, no, it's just me, right? then
the two of you are carrying it together.
Okay, then yeah, I'd say like, you know, I just say, let's move more this way. That way it's less likely to fall, and I'll just, I don't know.
But which aspect are you using?
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
No worries.
Okay. Well, I'm a craftsman, so I'm going to assume that I found a better grip out of it.
Nice.
Okay. So he does start, Yoshiro, he does start to stumble while you're carrying this, but he catches himself pretty solidly. It's just enough that you feel like he's starting to stumble, but he recovers before you have time to do anything about it. And the two of you, a little bit more carefully, go up the steps, kind of stepping in sync of all 13. You get to the top. Viltan, are you going ahead of them or behind them?
A little bit behind. I'm tying up my duck horses things and not really
so
following.
So you guys get to the top, and there is actually a wheelbarrow, a squared wheelbarrow, there near the top of the steps over to the side. Very sturdily made, but as you kind of look, there are a large set of double doors. They appear to be made entirely of obsidian, but they are kind of wide open, pulled out towards you. There is a man in robes that is just covered with something very bright and red, is just laying sprawled out on the ground, looking straight up, eyes wide open, tongue hanging out. From this distance, does not appear to be moving.
Thank you for listening to episode 4 of our continuing Avatar The Last Airbender Fate campaign. If you'd like to check out other episodes, you can do that at Burn Everything Gaming at podbean.com, iTunes, Stitcher, Podbay, wherever you can find podcasts. We've got stories in Secret of Nim, Mystery Whodunit, a medieval fantasy story, lots of other one-shots, plus Dresden Files and Star Trek campaigns. If you'd like to help us make better content, make it sound better so you can hear it and so we can actually hear it better, you can help us out over at our Patreon. You can find that in links and things. You can also let us know what you think. Good things, bad things, we'd love to hear them. You can let us know at our email at burneverythinggaming@gmail.com or on our Facebook or our Twitter. Keep on enjoying.